All right, what's going on, guys? It is Sunday, November the 17th. This is breaking news. This is End Time Headlines. And we've got a very disturbing report that's coming out. I don't want to spend a lot of your time today. I know I recognize that it is the weekend. It is Sunday. Many of you guys are resting, perhaps coming home from church, taking a nap, resting with your family, probably watching some football, whatever the case may be. But we do have some breaking news that we want to report to you. We have warned now that it has been really too quiet. It has been very quiet since the presidential election, wherein which Trump has clinched the victory, becoming the 47th president of the United States with a massive comeback victory. And we have said now for quite a long time that the Democratic Party has been very eerily quiet, and we have been concerned. Many, not just us, but many of us have been concerned that there may be something up the sleeve of the elites, the governments that would be those who are conspiring and pulling the strings behind the scenes. And today, we've got breaking news. We're going to cover. We're getting ready to show you today that Biden has just now given the green light to Ukraine to use U.S. arms to strike inside Russia. We're talking about long-range missiles to strike inside of Russia. So this is huge breaking news. We want to get to you guys, and we're going to get you on top of everything that's going on right after this.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, again, what's going on, guys? I know everybody's jumping in. We got about 200 and something people live here. And again, we want to welcome everybody that's coming in from Facebook, coming in from Instagram, coming in from our Telegram channel. Maybe you guys are joining us right here on YouTube Live. We want to welcome to the program. Again, it is Sunday, November 17th, and we do have some breaking news that we want to get across to you. I want to pull that right up here. Before we do that, guys, can you do us a favor? Get the word out. Hit that like button. That's going to help push this out and get more eyes on our content and and our ministry as well. So we're going to get you right into this. I want to show you this. This is a brand new report that just come over the wire. Biden allows Ukraine to use U.S. arms to strike inside of Russia. This is coming from Reuters, excuse me, and other sources are also in confirming this, that President Joe Biden's administration has allowed, so this is past tense, this is not something he's going to do, this is something that has already transpired. The Biden administration has allowed Ukraine to use U.S.-made weapons to strike deep inside of Russia. This is according to two U.S. officials and a source familiar with the decision that was stated on Sunday in a significant reversal, look at this, significant reversal of Washington's policy in the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Anybody else think it's very convenient that this is a sudden reversal of Washington's policy when we're literally 2 months out from January 20th with the official presidential inauguration of President Donald J. Trump? Again, this should not come as a shock to anyone, guys. We, all of the watchmen have been warning about this. It's been very quiet. It's been too quiet. And who knows, God only knows, what is going to be the consequences to this? How is Putin going to respond? Now, I want to refresh your memory. Putin has warned the United States multiple times that if the Biden administration pulled something like this off, then basically the gloves are coming off. And Putin has been conducting these nuclear drills. He's been carrying out these wartime drills in his location and off of the coast, and even coming as close to U.S. shores. And we do know that that North Korea has now, I believe, emboldened Putin even more, and Putin has emboldened Kim Jong-un, because these two have recently signed an official military alliance. We reported that on We reported that on our website. It was put out on our website, endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. Again, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin just recently signed a military pact that this would strengthen them, and it emboldens both of them to be able to do something like this. And then, so you have this going on, and then this is unbelievable, guys. And then Biden would do something like this, or this administration. Ukraine plans to conduct its first long-range attacks in the coming days. So again, when you read this, it almost, it sounds and it writes as though has that the Biden administration has allowed Ukraine to use weapons, again, past tense, and we don't know what that consists of, but we do know, according to this report, that Ukraine is now planning to conduct its first long-range attacks in the coming days. Again, the sources say that, quote, without revealing details due to operational security concerns. Again, the move comes 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump takes office on January 20th and follows months of pleas by Ukrainian President Zelensky to allow Ukraine's military to use weapons to strike Russian military targets from its border. Now, again, guys, let me know your thoughts on this in the comments section below in the chat. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. How do you think Putin is going to respond? Do you believe Putin will respond with force, or will he just respond with more rhetoric and threats? Again, we'd love to hear from you in the chat. Now, again, this is the total polar opposite. This, you got this administration that is literally giving Zelensky a blank check. And this has been going on for a while, giving Zelensky a blank check, just hemorrhaging hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. And now we have Trump that's already said, in no uncertain terms, that one, he's going to end the conflict with Russia and Ukraine. And one of the ways he said he's going to do this is through these the strong negotiations. And some sources have cited, and again, this is not my opinion, these are just some sources, that that Putin may end up with some of territory that he's already gained, but then there would be, it would almost be a tit for tat, and it would be an exchange. But Trump has also voiced, if you've not been keeping up with this, that the under his administration, if he, when he comes into power, that he's literally going to cut off the hemorrhaging of money going into Zelensky and going into this war. So it's almost an act of defiance from this current administration, who, again, all of them has feared, with all of the pundits and even officials in NATO has said that if under Trump, if he was to cut off Zelensky, then this would allow Putin to completely take over Ukraine, and then he has his eyes on four other countries that he would claim, and then he would just continue to expand his power and his territory. So, guys, we have got a mess on our hands. No matter how you cut this, no matter how you slice this, this is going to be a mess here, and it's going to be interesting. Whoops, hit the wrong thing here, guys. Let me pull this back here. This is going to be interesting to see how this plays through. Let me read a little bit more on this. The change comes largely in response to Russia's development of North Korean ground troops to supplement its own forces. So it looks here that because of the troops that's been sent in from North Korea, it now looks like the U.S. is going to step up their support, not from now, just not only giving Zelensky money, but now supplying Zelensky what he's asked for months now, even in the beginning of this war, and that's to be equipped with these long-range missiles and more U.S. military equipment and supplies. Again, this change comes largely in response to Russia's deployment of these troops from North Korea, a development that has caused alarm in Washington and Kyiv, a U.S. official and a source familiar with the decision has said. The White House and the State Department declined to comment. Yeah, I bet they have. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry and President's Office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Russia has warned, here it is, that it would see a move to loosen the limits on Ukraine's use of U.S. weapons as a, quote, major escalation. Ukraine's first deep strikes are likely to be carried out using these ATACMS rockets, which have a range of up to 190 miles, according to the sources. Now, guys, this also comes, I'm going to pull this away. I'm going to talk to you for a second. This also comes from the report. I don't know if you caught this. We reported on this last week that Ukraine officials are also stating that they have the capabilities to create homemade, and I quote, homemade nuclear weapons, and that these could be developed within a range of 6 months if need be. So again, love to hear your comments. Love to hear your thoughts on this, guys. Again, do you believe this is alarming? Do you believe this is something that we should be very alarmed and disturbed of? Or will this just blow over? And again, it's almost like checkmate. Okay, so let's recap. I don't want to keep you long today. We now know, according to official reports, that this current administration has supplied, past tense, weapons to Ukraine. And we know that. That's already happened. But now reports indicate in the next few days, we are going to see long-range missiles and long-range missile strikes be carried out that were supplied from yours truly, from the United States, from this current administration. Now, having said that, now all eyes will be on Vladimir Putin, because we're going to see how he's going to respond to this. I mean, this is, to me, very disturbing, very alarming. If anything, guys, this is something that needs to be a matter of prayer. And speaking of prayer, before we sign off today, we want to remind you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Monday night, we're right here on our YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, we want to encourage you to come over here and subscribe so you can be a part of these live corporate prayer meetings. Again, that's 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. And this is one of the things we're going to be praying about. Because, guys, again, we've said this, if war was to break out on U.S. soil, Trump is not going to be coming into office. Again, I want to say that again. If war breaks out on U.S. soil, based on the legalities of the Constitution, everything that's written, then this current administration will remain in power for God only knows how long. So God help us all. Again, keep this in prayer. And again, guys, do us a favor, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that bell notification, subscribe. If you've not subscribed to our YouTube channel, we'd love for you to do that. And take it above and beyond that, guys, download our free app. If you don't have it, it's free today. All you got to do is go to your Apple Store or Android, depending on your device, download our app and hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be notified of every breaking news alert, every headline, every podcast, every talking point. Every single thing that we put out there is going to be right there, and it's going to be a blessing to you. And again, there's no charge to you. It's absolutely free. So we hope you guys would jump on that. And of course, guys, if this ministry continues to be a blessing to you, it encourages you, it informs you, it equips you, it teaches you, all of the above, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. Again, no pressure, no manipulation. Everything is free for you guys. Again, if you find value in this content and in this ministry and what it does, you can support us by partnering with us either electronically or through check or money order right there on your screen. Anytime Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight, and we'll see you guys tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, for our midday prophecy viewpoint. And then we'll be right back here tomorrow night, again, Lord willing, of course, for our Monday night prayer meeting, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So until we see you guys tomorrow, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.